Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Add Governor Charlie Baker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and gun restrictions to the list of things most voters in Massachusetts like. It's according to the latest WBUR poll. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke with Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Kozella and Politico reporter Lauren Dzensky about what else the poll reveals.
Let's start by talking about Governor Charlie Baker. The poll showed that he has pretty good approval ratings with voters. No real surprise there, considering past polls have found the same thing. But Steve, what is it exactly that voters approve of?
Well, what we did in this poll, which is a bit different, is we didn't just ask approval or favorability. We dug a bit deeper. We looked at how voters are looking at his performance in terms of some specific things like making state government function better, improving the T, addressing the opioid crisis, and so forth. And the thing that surprised me was that his approval numbers actually aren't as high when you look at those things. They're not bad. Like, people aren't rating him poor, but there's a lot of fair. There's a lot of good. There's very little excellent. That's what surprised me, just given that that's usually what we hear, is how high his approval numbers are.
Lauren, are there red flags there for the governor?
Not necessarily. The ultimate X factor here is how well Governor Baker's challengers can chip away at voters, you know, fair perception of the governor, and if they can turn that any sort of negative or break through into any sort of name recognition or, you know, real approval rating. And as far as we can tell, that's not necessarily happening yet.
Okay, let's move on to the Senate race. Senator Elizabeth Warren is simply crushing all of her Republican challengers at this moment by a wide margin. Lauren, tell me, do you think national Republicans and their super PACs, who are oftentimes hell-bent on beating Warren, or at least it seems that way, do you think they're likely to invest in this race or not, as maybe they think they'll be just wasting campaign dollars?
That's a great question. And, you know, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, the narrative, at least nationally, was that Republicans were looking at Senator Elizabeth Warren's reelection race as a chance to weaken her standing, both in Massachusetts and nationwide. That conversation has changed, at least in terms of the people that I've spoken to over the last month and a half. None of these Republican challengers to Senator Warren in 2018 are really breaking through with the voters. And this poll, this most recent poll, kind of confirms that these three Republican challengers really are not captivating the interest of voters, at least right now. And so for Republicans who have so many other races to spend on in so many other parts of the country, it doesn't make fiscal sense to invest in a race that they could lose.
So they might spend against Warren, but maybe not in Massachusetts.
Exactly, exactly. And look for that more post-midterm. This is especially if she ramps up her presence in New Hampshire or South Carolina or Iowa.
Gun control. The March for Our Lives protest is taking place tomorrow in Washington, D.C., plus there'll be a march in Boston. The poll shows 73% say they support marches in a state, Massachusetts, where we already have some of the tightest gun regulations in the country. What's driving that, Steve?
That number was interesting to me because, you know, it's sort of a protest, but it's what kind of protest is it if everybody agrees with you? You know, in a way, I think voters are living through these student protesters, hoping that they can get done some of the things that we, meaning we adults, we voters, have not been able to get done.
Lauren, on Beacon Hill, will voter outrage over gun violence lead to more gun legislation in Massachusetts or fuel debate on Beacon Hill?
You know, that debate is actually already happening. One of the things that we've seen as the result of the student protests is this push for an overall acknowledgement of this so-called red flag bill. It's the ERPO bill, which would basically make it possible for guns to be taken away from individuals who are suicidal or are showing signs that they may not be mentally stable in terms of owning guns necessarily, at least in a temporary setting, especially in a legislature that is known for strengthening its gun laws kind of proactively. I think it's fair to say that we can definitely see something come out.
The new federal tax law, one of the biggest things touted by the White House in terms of President Trump's accomplishments in office so far, is passing the tax bill. But at least in Massachusetts, the poll shows the law has its skeptics here, Steve, in terms of whether or not it'll help them.
Yeah, that's one of the dynamics to watch in 2018 is do voters here and elsewhere start to think that the tax law has had a positive economic impact on them. But at the moment, we're seeing that only about a third think that they benefit from the new tax law. And most people still think that the tax law primarily benefits rich people. I mean, these are numbers in Massachusetts where you'd expect them to be a bit more skewed away from what Republicans might hope that voters think. But it's still interesting to see how Massachusetts voters are reacting.
So I want to ask one last question. Will support by President Trump, should he do so either by tweet or by coming here, if invited, do anything to enhance the candidacies of the Republicans either running for governor or running for the U.S. Senate?
I would be absolutely shocked to see President Trump come to Massachusetts. He knows that there is not much support here for him. Yes, there were a lot of Republicans who did vote for him in the primary. However, President Trump knows that if he's trying to play to his base, pretty much anywhere other than Massachusetts makes more sense than that.
I think how a relationship with Trump or interaction with Trump plays will be particularly interesting in the Republican primary. You know, you've got Jeff Diehl, who was the co-chair of the Trump campaign, running in the primary, and Trump did very well in the primary. So, you know, support from Trump or a relationship with Trump could actually play positively in a Republican primary. But then I'd agree with Lauren that when you get to the general, you know, support for Trump, sort of proximity to Trump, does you no favors among the general election voters in Massachusetts.
Thanks to both of you, Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, and Lauren Dzinski, a Boston-based political reporter for Politico. Again, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.